Blog Talk Radio.
We have come and celebrated, and this song has played in the background. Some of those of you all who are under the sound of my voice, this song was echoed. A monumental moment in your life. This song may have been played at your graduation. This song may have been played at your wedding. This song may have been played at your birthday party or a picnic or a barbecue that you had. You had a DJ and he played this song in the background. But I want to give to you what I think that this song was designed to do. This song was actually designed in my mind. This is my spiritual walk with this thing. I tell y'all all the time, the preachers, we get a revelation out of anything. So here in this word, as we partake of this word tonight, I believe that this song was designed to bring family together. Touch somebody. We're going to act like we in church. Touch somebody and tell them, say, excuse me. This song was designed to bring us together. It was a unity song that no matter what your issue or situation or circumstance may have been, regardless of what you may have been going through, it may have been a bad breakup. It may have been a situation to where we lost a loved one. It may have very well been a thing that we went through that we did not comprehend while we were going through it. But watch this here. The song says, happy feelings. Come on here. And as we look at Philippians 4, it tells us to think on things that are good report. These happy feelings, if you would. We need to pull on these things because watch this. In life, we're going to experience some ups and some downs. We're going to experience some things that, well, we don't always completely and totally understand. We don't have a whole grasp on it because we're going through whatever it is that we may be going through at the time. But I want to let you know that if you change your thought pattern, touch two or three people that's around you, we're going to act like we're in church, y'all, and tell them, say, listen to me. Only thing you got to do is think on the good things. Lord, have mercy right up in here, right up in here. Change the way you think. Change the way you see the situation, because I'm just stopping by to let you know that your thought pattern when it comes to your situation has to be transformed. There's a transformation that has to take place. You've got to gather your mind together. You've got to be in a place where your mind is in a place of transition. Romans 8 tells us, Romans 12 tells us like this. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is the will of God. Watch this here. Then it says, be ye therefore transformed, Lord, right in here, by the renewing of your mind. Can we put a pin right there? In order for you to have a renewed mind, there must be a transformation. And in order for a transformation, you must change your thinking pattern. Your thinking pattern has to be shifted. Come on, and touch two or three people and ask them, have you been shifted yet? Oh, God, you've got to be shifted in your thinking in order for you to get to where you need to go. Lord have mercy. You're trying to figure out why you are still experiencing what you're experiencing. You're trying to figure out why are you seeing the same tree? Why are you seeing it come here? Children of Israel, have a seat and let's have a conversation. The reason why the children of Israel circled that same spot for 40 years is simply because, watch this here, they had that stinking thinking mentality. I'm going to say that again so they bless somebody in the city of their never dying soul. God help me. Watch you here. They had to get rid of their thinking in order for them to get to where they needed to go. Here, in a nutshell, is the issue with this. The children of Israel never really gave a full thought to what they were going through. See, because watch this here. They still had the audacity, the unmitigated goal. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They had right there. They had this jacked up, toe up mindset that they would still think about where they came from. God help me. Even as Moses liberated them from under the hands of Pharaoh, and the first issue that they came up to was the Red Sea, and they turned and they were about to take, they were about to tear Moses apart. They got to the Red Sea. They said, Moses, you done brought up out here to die. We had grace. is sitting back and watching. God help me. I didn't get it. You can watch YouTube. We can watch YouTube. We can watch TikTok. We can watch Facebook. Come here. Come here. You can watch TV. You can watch movies. You can watch cable. God have mercy. You can sit through a 2-hour and 45-minute Marvel's movie. But you can't wait with God and watch him move. Lord, you remember what he told him? He took the three with him. Peter, James, and John, and say, God, he told me, he said, watch with me for 1 hour. Sometimes, people of God, we got to learn how to watch. Could you not sit with me for 1 hour? See, and I will wait, and I will wait, and I will wait, and I will wait. Our wait requires us to do some things while we're in our waiting and watching mentality. Yeah, the Bible says to wait upon the Lord, for he shall renew your strength. It is not the fact that he will not renew our strength. It is the wait. Come here. Let me help you with wait. Wait does some miraculous things for you. Waiting builds your faith. Waiting builds your confidence. Waiting becomes here. And let me preach you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. There's a weight that attached to your life. If you hear him and he's talking, you got to learn how to wait or think on those things. Because the enemy's desire is to, number one, to get you off focus and off task. If he can get you out of come here, and listen real close. If he can get you out of talent, if he can get you, preaching, you preaching today, if he can get you out of thinking like you need to think, if he can get you, come here, if he can get you, did you know how it was back in the day, the fellas, when we wanted to get their attention? What we would do, we would do everything in our power to get our attention. We'd say, hey, baby girl, so, how you doing? What's your name? You sure look good, sexy, ready. You sure, you think in the waist and cute in the face. Y'all remember them? Y'all remember? Y'all come on here. Y'all gonna act like I ain't the only one. They're trying to get some to come here and let me preach you to your happy place. Let me help you get to your destiny real quick. Let me help you. Let me help you get to where you need to be at tonight. God will open up a door that will blow your mind, but you got to learn how to wait. You got to get yourself out of your own way. Feelings, happy feelings. See, we can get so emotional. Preacher, you finna mess these people up. What are you doing tonight, God? Some of us have to learn that we can't get all emotional. You can't get all wrapped up in your feelings when it comes to what God is doing. You got to put your thinking, watch this, on a place to where your emotions get in check. Oh, God, you're going to preach these people into a Holy Ghost fit tonight. Your emotions is what gets you so jacked up. Your emotions is what gets you so tied up, tangled up, wrapped up, and jacked up. Because your emotions let you get out of control. Come here and sit down. Give me 2 minutes of your time. Let me bless you to your blessing. Please push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Text. It says, speak on these things. Now it begins to give you a list. Because evidently, whatever list you got is not working. Whatever list that you seem to have in front of you is not working. So God had to give us a list of how we need to think. The first thing that they think on was this. Watch the text. He says, finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true. Put a pin right there. Let me deal with truth. See, we got to stop dealing with we got to stop living in the lies and the innuendos that people be throwing and slanging lies in your name. You got to stop living in the lies. You got to start living in truth. You got to see, let me help you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. It's not that you did not do what they said you done, but watch this here. You're no longer guilty of it because now you're under the blood, preacher. You preaching now. You got some for show love word in your mouth right there. You are not, it is not that you're not, watch this here, guilty of the charges, my friend. But watch this here, God's blood has expunged. God's blood has removed, watch this here, the record of what you've done. Not the guilt, but the record. See, watch this here. The guilt is the only thing that the devil comes here and let me help you. The guilt is the only thing that the devil has to do against you. See, if he can make you feel guilty by comes here, by bringing up your past, you got to think on the trueness of who God is. Say whatever is true. Whatever things are honest things. Let me help you. See, when we grew up as kids, we had the I don't know what kind of grandparents y'all had. My grandfather always told me, he said, honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty
the best policy.
Was the best policy. You have to be honest, not only with you, but you got to be honest with others. Oh, Lord, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to step in some real deep water. I know that this is gonna hurt. So I'm gonna get this band-aid off real fast so we can get across this pain. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you just have to be honest with yourself. I'm gonna take the glass, I got glass tea, I'm gonna take my tea. You have to be honest with you. See, the devil can always get you caught up when you got honest with yourself. Hello, lights and walls. Hello, lights and walls. Is anybody home? Not knocking. Is there anybody home? There is a place where God is trying to get you to, and the only way you can get there is you have to be honest. Now watch this. Whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, listen to the word virtue, if there be any virtue, in other words, basically what I'm telling you is, if there be anything worth bragging about, this is what you think on. See, because if you keep on focusing on your past, preaching like you know how to preach tonight, if there be any virtue that's attached to it, anything that's praiseworthy, think on this. Now watch. I'm telling you, I'm just going to get it in quick. I ain't going to be too much tonight.
Now watch this here. Watch this here. Now, let me give you a footnote. When you read a passage, it's designed to bring you into a clear and watch this. A clear heading when you come to dealing with people and life. It's designed to bring you into clear headedness when you come to dealing with people and life. Now watch this. Let me give you something. Galatians 5:19-26 says this. I'm gonna read the whole thing and it's gonna be real quick, so y'all hold on. So if y'all taking notes, I want y'all to take notes real quick for me. Galatians 5:19-26 says this. It says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which is adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lawlessness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentment, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, self-adornments, and heresy, envy, murder, darkness, revelry, and the likes of which I tell you, in the likes that I told you before, just as I also told in times past, that those who participate in such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now watch this up. Let me help you real quick. This is verse 22. Told you we're going to read all of it, and then we're going to just jump into the nutshell of it. Watch this up. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh within passion and desire. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be, watch this here, content, provoking one another, envying one another. Listen, we have to understand that first off, number one, just like there are fruits of the Spirit, come here, let me bless you, there are fruits of evil. There are fruits of evil. Those that I read before, those of lawlessness, uncleanliness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, these are all seeds. Let me bless you real quick with seeds. Seeds that will come in, and when they come in, watch what the seeds do. Watch what the seeds do. The seeds come in, and these seeds that are planted inside of us as we go through what we're going through in life, watch the text. These seeds have to produce. Come here. There's nothing that you plant on this earth right now that will not come forth. Whether you sow it and it come up just a little bit, or it come up and be a full tree, it's going to come up. Listen, that's how it is in life. Whatever you sow in this life has to come. And it will come here, and let me, please let me help you tonight. You have to be careful what you allow to come out of your mouth, because the thing that come out of your mouth, watch what Proverbs says. Watch what the book of Proverbs says. The book of Proverbs says it like this. It says it like this. I'm jumping a little bit ahead of myself, but I want y'all to hear what Proverbs says. Proverbs says this. That death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Those who love it will eat its fruit. We have to be careful that we do not allow our condition or circumstance or situation to get so out of control and out of hand that once that our words are damaging to us. What is it that you're thinking on that's going to make you speak something out of your mouth that you shouldn't speak. Let me deal with this real quick. This is going to be, this is my footnote that I put out here. Watch this here. The first word that we see in Proverbs 18 and 21 is the word death. I don't know how many coffee drinkers, how many gas station coffee drinkers I have on the line with me tonight. But watch this here. Have you ever noticed that when you get through fixing your cup of coffee, as you look down on top of the lid of the cup, it says, caution, contents are hot. As I read this text, the first word in that text, the first word in that scripture of Proverbs 19 is death. I don't know why, but I focused on that. I said, God, why would you have me to focus on this? He said, watch yourself. He said, it is a warning. The first word is death. He said, death is in your tongue. Life is in your tongue. But we have to be careful that we speak life and we don't speak death. Because watch what the enemy does. The enemy has his ability to grab that which is in the atmosphere, because he is the prince of the air. He will grab what you have, and he will take what you have, and he will use that as a weapon against you. This is the reason why we must be cautious when we not only speak over ourselves, Well, we speak over our children. Come here, let me bless you to your blessed place, put you to your purpose, guide you to your destiny. Y'all know I ain't got but about two, about three of them. So watch this. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. We must be cautious that we don't speak a thing that is deathly to us or deathly to our children. He said, I said before you, blessings and curses, choose you this day. He said, but choose life. Now, not only does he give you, boy, you preaching tonight. Not only does he give you a question. He said, not only does he make a statement, but he gives you the answer to a question that he would have for you. He said, I said before you blessings and curses. He said, choose you this day. Choose life. My question to you is, Lord Jesus, let's see if it goes. What choices have you made in this time with the words that you spoke? Because you got to understand that your words that you speak, watch the text, the words that you speak, these words are as fire. The Bible says it like this. He said we can control the beast of the field. We can control the birds of the air, the fowl of the air. What is a biblical term? The fowl of the air. Then he turns around. We can train the fish of the sea. He said, but this unruly fire that is in our mouth, we cannot control. Come here. We put bits in horses' mouths. We can train a dolphin to jump through a hoop. We can train a bird to come and land on our head. We can even tame a tiger in the wilderness that can come out of the wilderness. We can train him to stand up on his hind legs and beg for a treat. But we can't control this thing between your uppers and your lowers. Your tongue, the Bible says, is an unruly fire, God. Preaching, you preaching. An unruly fire. That means that when you speak it, it's subject to set ablaze somewhere. Because your words that you let come out of your mouth. Mama, grandmother used to tell us all the time, think before you speak. Think on these things. Watch the text. He says, out of the mouth, the heart speaking. our words, Jesus, help us today. Our words have to be chosen so carefully. We have to choose our words carefully, people of God. Watch this here. Watch what he says. This is a little piece of my text. He said, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. You got to remember this. If you don't remember nothing else, you go eat those words. You got to be careful how we speak and what we speak, because that thing will come back and get you. This is the reason why we need to keep our minds open. This is why we need to keep in that state in these happy feelings. It is a place of train of thought. Now, don't get me wrong. We are human. We come here. Let me bless you and let me help you. We are human. We gonna make mistakes. It's gonna be sometimes that we're gonna speak sometimes out of our place of anger, hurt. It's gonna be a time when we're gonna speak out of a place where somebody has said something or done something to us, and those words will come out. Watch this here. God knows already before you speak it, so he already knows you're gonna speak what you're gonna speak. Hello, lights and walls. I'm helping you tonight. I know I am. Watch. You're going to have those words. Those words are going to come out of your mouth. But watch the text. Watch the text. He says that he knows our thoughts before we even think our thoughts. Before our thoughts can get out of our mouth, good. God already knows. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good enough, not of evil, to bring you to your expected end. So let me help you. When you speak those things and those places that you speak out of anger, can I help you real quick? I honestly don't think God holds those things against you, because watch this. It's a word that you spoke in a place of anger. The Bible says anger but don't sin. So you have to understand, we have to be in control at all times. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the words will come out of your mouth. And come here, let me help you. I've had words come out of my mouth. Since I've been preaching, I've had come here. Fix your face, baby. Go and get on. Fix your face. Fix your wig. Fix your wig, baby. Fix your wig. Fix your wig. Yes, the preacher has said some words that was kind of out of control. But watch the text. Watch. The words that we speak out of anger. God knows you upset. God knows that you have a problem with what you got going on, but he will not hold it against us. We have to give idle. See, when you're sitting back and you just talking about people because you can't, I ain't talking about having a conversation about somebody that you know is true. I'm talking about you having a conversation because, watch this, you just got to be. You just talking just to be talking. You saying all manner of evil against that person. That ain't the conversation that I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you have a talk and you speaking some stuff. Watch this. That sometimes hurt a little bit. That sometimes a little uncomfortable. But watch here, people of God. God sees and knows everything. He say it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So we got to be careful. Now watch this. Matthew says it to us like this. This is what Matthew says. Matthew says, but I say to you that for every idle word which man may speak, they will give an account of in the day of judgment. Now watch this. Can we focus on the word idle? I want to put a spotlight on the word idle real quick. What's the word idle? Idle simply means, in this context, words that are not designed to bring forth, watch this here, positivity. It's not designed to bring forth change.
It's not designed to bring people up, and it's not designed to bring understanding. If you speak an idle word that causes, watch this here, contingency between people, if your words causes conflict between folks, if you just sit up there and lied and told, well, put it like this, Sister Potato Salad shared something with you in confidence about a situation about Sister Macaroni, and you go and tell Sister Potato Salad what Sister Macaroni said about her, and now you got a conflict between Sister Macaroni and Sister Potato Salad because you done went and said something to Sister Macaroni that you shouldn't have said to Sister Potato Salad that Sister Macaroni told you. You done went and told her. Now you got a big old blowout because, watch here, your idle words. Preacher, you helping a whole bunch of folks today. Because, watch here, where was your thought pattern at? Where was your thought pattern at? Where was your thought pattern at? Can I help you tonight? Where was your thought pattern at? What were you thinking? What were you thinking? Were you trying to bring a change? Were you trying to bring a transition? Were you trying to bring a shift? Was you trying to bring something something positive to the table? Was you trying to bring something good, a good report to the table? Was you trying to bring something lovely, thing of a virtue to the table? What would you bring to the table? Because a lot of times we can bring things to the table, watch this, it ain't no good not only for you, but it ain't good for nobody else. But you packing it, well, my God, help in here, help in here. You packing it around as if it's no issue or no problem. But guess what? At the end of the day, the will of God that is attached to your life, come here and let me bless you. Take your best place and push your three purpose back into the destiny. You have to be careful what you bring to the table because if you speak that thing, it can be damaging not only to the people that's around you, but it can be damaging to you. Not only that, but you're going to have to give account to this in the day of judgment. You may not get it today. You may not get it tomorrow. You may not even get it next week, next month, or even next year. It's going to be in the day of judgment. I would rather serve my time on that thing now. Come here and let me bless you. I don't know about you. I would rather God punish me down here on earth than to get into heaven. And then he said, you know what? What you said about Sister Macaroni, what you said about Sister Potato Salad, what you said about Brother Cornbread, what you said about Brother Steak and Potatoes, yeah, what you said about them right there, all that right there I'm going to hold you accountable for right here, right now. And you miss heaven by 16 inches. That's the distance between your head to your heart. 16 whole inches. You missed it. You missed the mark by that much. Because of our words, how we handle people. We're going to close. We close with this. Y'all know the story of Joseph and his brothers. Joseph had the coat. Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph went from the pit, from being in the pit because his brother was angry with him, took him to the pit, lied to his daddy, told him that he was killed, mauled by a she-bear. The only thing was left was the coat. They dipped the coat in the lamb's blood, took it back to the daddy, sold him into slavery. When they sold him into slavery, wound up being in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife chased after him. And when he chased after Joseph, Joseph ran. Joseph wound up being put in jail. And as he was put in jail, he wound up meeting a cupbearer and a bread maker. And he began to interpret their dreams about the bread makers being taken out and executed and the cup holder being put back into position to hold his place and told him, when you get before the king, remember me. Long story short, Joseph didn't get out of jail until they recognized that there was an issue. The king was having a dream and he needed somebody to interpret the dream for him. So here is where we unfold the story. Joseph's brothers are brought back before him. And then Joseph's brothers are brought to him in his presence. Joseph has an issue with them because he's still holding animosity and anger. He's thinking on all that was done to him before he got to the position. Got knocked for him. His name was even changed. But watch the text. Joseph was shifted and changed. He had a change of heart because he started to think on the goodness of what God had done. And it transformed his whole outlook on his family and how he handled his family and how he told me, he said, go get my father and bring my father in. Because if he changed the way he started to think. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. And I'm closed. I'm done. We have to learn how to think on the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us. We got to get into that place to where our mindset, our happy feelings of knowing who God is, not just knowing of who God is, but knowing of what God has done in and around our life, and let that be seen and known in who we are and what he's doing. Watch. Joseph's family came back, and he got an opportunity to embrace his father. He got an opportunity to embrace his father. Listen, don't miss the embrace. Don't miss the opportunity to allow God to show himself strong and mighty in your life. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, thank you for this opportunity to partake of your word on tonight. Father, we thank you for the building up of your word that is established inside of us. Father, that we walk in what you have called us to walk into. God, allow us to see, understand, and comprehend that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. God, you can do all things through Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you for girding our mouth with the right words to say. God, we thank you for girding our minds with the thoughts that we need to think. Thinking on those things that have virtue, those things that are good reporting, Father, those things that bring praise. God, that we don't lose ourselves in our condition or our situation. Let us walk after you. Heartfelt understanding of who we are and where we are. And what we have in us. God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask us in the body, in which name of Jesus do we pray. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, and amen. Those of you all who would like to be a part of the Outer House family, please remember to go to the Outer House
Facebook.
Let's go to Outer House Facebook and click on the messenger board to let us know that you would like to be a part of the Outer House family. We will be glad to get in contact with you. Leave your name and your number. We'll call you. We'll give you the right hand of fellowship on the phone. We understand that the COVID is crazy, but we also understand that that ministry must go on. Amen. Those of you all who would like to desire to share in a gift giving on tonight, please do so by going to the Outer House Cash App. It's $The Outer House. You can go there and sow whatever gift that the Lord has laid on your heart to share with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So remember the seed that you sow. We sow into other fields, and those fields sow into other fields. This is how you receive your harvest that you did not plant in another man's field. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you.